It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's National Farmers Market Week, and we're exploring why we love them so much. We're also taking a look at how they work economically. Are they profitable? Do they create jobs? What about their association with SNAP benefits? If that goes away, will farmers markets be hurt? We're going to take your calls on this. Is the farmers market part of your weekend routine? If so, what do you love about it? Is the food good? Is it that the experience that you're going for? Is it something else? Tell us about your favorite farmers market in Wisconsin. There are a number of them. We want to know what we should check out. Dusty Krikow is president of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. She's also the director of communications and special events for the Downtown Fond du Lac Partnership and runs the Downtown Fond du Lac Farmers Market, which operates on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Dusty, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So I'm assuming it operates on Wednesday nights?
It operates on Wednesday during the day. It's one of our midweek lunch opportunities for folks to come out and refill their fridge and get some lunch in the middle of downtown. So we try to cater to the employees in the neighborhood and a lot of stay-at-home moms. And so when our seniors come out a lot of times, too, it's a smaller market.
Oh, that's really cool. So it is National Farmers Market Week, and as proclaimed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, how significant is it to farmers markets in Wisconsin or even elsewhere to have the backing of a federal agency?
The USDA is a huge supporter of farmers markets. A lot of our markets statewide and nationally receive large portions of funding from the USDA, so they offer farmers market SNAP support grants, they offer farmers market promotional program grants, lots of things that really support the infrastructure and foundations of farmers markets within specific regions and then within states and wider, depending on the entities that folks are working with. So the USDA is vital to the success of farmers markets, particularly as they're starting up and need that foundational funding to get going.
So the USDA looks at this as what benefit to the national landscape?
Oh, man. Farmers markets have their fingers in so many different beneficial things throughout the economic portions of the Man, I'm tongue-tied this morning. 6
a.m.
Okay. Came early.
It is 6 a.m., yeah.
Yeah. So, first of all, there's the land benefit. So, for farmers markets help support the farmland that is being developed by small farmers. So, when you look at the small farms throughout the nation, that number had been going down, and now we're trying to keep those small farms alive. And the USDA loves seeing the farmers markets because they maintain farmland that is not lost to development. So so a piece of it is the farmland. They keep those farmers in the fields and help those farmers maintain the funding coming into their dining room table. So on average, farmers markets, farmers and ranchers receive 15 cents on the dollar when they're going wholesale into traditional food outlets, whereas at the farmers market, they're receiving 100%.
That makes sense.
So it keeps the farmers viable in those fields. It also, for the USDA, that it provides access to fresh and nutritious foods, particularly for folks who are receiving SNAP benefits, or in Wisconsin we call those food share. A lot of our farmers markets in the state and nationwide accept food share benefits as a way to help folks in a low-income setting make healthy choices and get healthy local produce onto their tables. They are also a lot more, they also help support resilient communities, so they bring in direct-to-consumer sales, so that funding that we talked about staying on the farmer's table means that also stays within the community. It's like shopping small in your downtown community. The more you shop with a small local business, the more that money stays within your community and helps to continue to grow and support the local community. And for the USDA, that means that helps to support the local farmers and the United States-based produce industry.
So in Wisconsin, it seems like there is a farmers market every other day in cities and towns around this state. Is that the state of farmers markets everywhere, or are we unique?
Farmers markets are increasing. The numbers have continued to go up as as the years progress, they're definitely feeling a heyday right now. Let me look and see if I can pull the number up real quick. I'm not getting it up.
The national state of farmers markets. Are we talking about the total economy of what people make at farmers markets? Is that tracked?
We try. We all try. So it depends that the total economy. Sure, they can track it as best they can, but their numbers are only as good as what farmers market managers can get in. So
right. Data and some of those farmers markets. You know, there are lots of people that are crowding those stalls, and money is changing hands very quickly, so it's probably hard to track.
It is a little bit tricky to track. We work in Fond du Lac and a couple other different farmers markets throughout the state. We work with either the Farmers Market Coalition or a group of researchers down from UW-Madison who are doing a farmers market indicators and impact study program that they've been piloting for a couple of years now.
That's awesome.
In partnership with the USDA. And they are giving us all sorts of tools so that we collect the data and they do the number crunching, and it makes life so much better for farmers markets to be able to say, here's how much of an impact we have. For instance, last year, I know that my downtown Fond du Lac farmers market provided estimated a $1.1 million in additional economic activity in just my downtown, and $2.3 million if you go regionally from my community. So
because people were coming and buying from the farmers markets, but they also were coming and utilizing the infrastructure that's already there around the farmers markets, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, the farmers market does a lot more than just provide support for farmers. So ours is based downtown because it helps support those small businesses who have all those feet walking past them every day and awareness. And yeah, it actually, the numbers also bore out that it creates jobs. So all of the downtown cafes that are near the farmers market benefit from the people coming out and helping to spend money and keep their doors open, which means they have to hire more folks. So they tracking that is always fun and exciting. Lots of little pieces of paper changing hands, and volunteers doing visitor counts to find out how many people are coming down, and doing visitor surveys, collecting information on what people are spending their money on, if they're spending it all at the farmers market, if they're going shopping elsewhere. So kudos to the volunteers who come out and help us out with that, and then also kudos to the people who take those surveys, because we get
those are fun.
The intercept surveys.
We're talking to Dusty Krikow, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association and is based in Fond du Lac. So make the case that people should get out to their local farmers markets this weekend. Is it just about the food? What else can they get there?
Oh, so many things. the farmers markets throughout the state all offer slightly different events and fun activities that are happening both this weekend and other weekends. A lot of them have live music every weekend. I was just reading about one in Stoughton. The Stoughton Saturday Community Farmers Market has free yoga at their rotating community booth, which is the same day as their monthly Hootenanny. And I think anytime you can use the word Hootenanny in a sentence, it's worth it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So things like that. If you have a Hootenanny, you've got to go to the farmers market. The Oak Creek Farmers Market has painted rocks. Rock painting seems to be a very trendy thing right now. So the Oak Creek Farmers Market painted rocks and hid them throughout their farmers market square, including in their splash pad, and kids can turn them in at their information booth for farm animal action figures during the week. There's an educational milking cow station at the Appleton Farmers Market.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch the kids try to milk a cow. Janesville one is hosting a Kids Day this week to celebrate National Farmers Market Week, and they do special events once a month. So lots of things happening. Our market will have a 12-piece a cappella men's chorus on our Saturday market this week, and education on emergency preparedness from our local health department. So just taking advantage of those crowds and giving them opportunities to come and see all the things that are available to them, but also having a good old time. The farmers markets definitely become an event for a lot of folks.
We are talking about farmers markets today. It's National Farmers Market Week, and we are taking your calls, 800-642-1234. We're going to be back in a moment with your calls. Vendors, what do you want to hear? Well, we want to hear from you. What do you sell at the farmers market? Why do you like going? And shoppers, what are you looking for when you get to farmers markets? Is the atmosphere? Are you shopping for your vegetables? Are you shopping for other things? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. We will be back in a moment. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're celebrating National Farmers Market Week for Wisconsin Weekend. Are you a farmer? Do you have a farmer's market? What is your routine? Why do you like doing them? What is the experience? Tell us if you are if you go to farmers markets, and why do you go there? Is it the rhubarb? Do you pick up your vegetables for the week? Are you just going there for the atmosphere? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're talking to Dusty Krickow today. She is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. She also runs the downtown Fond du Lac Farmers Market, which operates on Saturdays and on Wednesdays. So, Dusty, Madison and non-Madison residents alike will certainly be familiar with the Dane County Farmers Market, which is huge at the Capitol. It runs from April to November. What makes this market so special?
The Dane County Farmers Market in particular is one of the nation's largest farmers markets, particularly in the category of producer only. So everyone at that Dane County Farmers Market that you are standing and talking to is the person who produced the food that you are purchasing. So whether that's baked goods, that means they made them. Whether that's jams, that means they canned them. Or if it's the vegetables in front of you, the okra and the fennel that are coming out of the ground in Wisconsin right now, those are all produced by the people standing behind the booth. So it means that you can ask questions and know exactly where the food on your table is coming from.
Interesting. I want to follow up on that for a second. But we have a caller, Chris from Adams. Welcome to the program.
Can I just say something about the Dane County Farmers Market?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's also an event. I no longer live close enough to make it a because it's a day trip for me. But it's an event. There are 5 music stages, I believe, that all have different kinds of music. So if you're country western or you're into reggae, or there's always something different. There are also street musicians and street dancers and lots of art happening, and it's dog friendly. You can bring your dog on a leash, and it really is an event. You can meet a bunch of people and have a really great time and spend the whole day.
Okay, so thank you for
what
that.
What I wanted to move on to is that by buying your produce from your local farmer, you're not only supporting all that structure that you talked about that's local and supporting family farms and all that kind of stuff, you're also getting organic stuff, which means that you're not putting pesticides and herbicides onto the farms that shouldn't be there. And you're also reducing your carbon imprint, because you're not buying things from Venezuela and Peru and other places that you can grow here. And the one last thing I want to say is that for everybody that is up their eyeballs in zucchini and cucumbers and tomatoes, please take a box of stuff to your local food pantry so that people that don't have any land can have some fresh organic produce.
That is a great idea, Chris. Thank you for that. That was pretty wonderful. I have to ask you, Dusty, the organic part, are we to assume that everything that is sold at a farmer's market is in fact organic?
Oh, please don't ever make assumptions that everything you're buying is organic. So the term organic is regulated by the USDA, which means that if somebody's got the term organic on their signage at a market or in a store anywhere, that means they're going through a process that takes 3 years to validate and vet with the USDA, and they're paying a lot of extra fees to get that labeling. Nobody else who has not gone through that certification process should be using the term organic on their produce. That does not mean, however, that they're not following organic practices. there's a high cost associated with that, getting that labeling, and a lot of our vendors are small-scale farmers who simply can't afford to do that. So while they may not be organic labeled, a lot of our farmers are doing chemical-free growing, and all of the things that the caller mentioned are happening on their farm. Mm-hmm. But technically, we can't say it's organic. But the best thing, again, about being at Dane County or most of the markets in Wisconsin is being producer only, you can ask that question of the person standing behind the table. What happened to this apple that I'm biting into? Why is there a spot on my, you know, the give me spots on my apples, leave me the birds and the bees line. There's a reason that your apples have spots. It's because that tree wasn't sprayed. So if you're coming home from the market with a perfectly pristine apple, it probably means there was some spray involved, and in most cases that has to happen on an apple farm. It's really hard to grow apples without spraying.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that it has to be something that you don't want to ingest either. So talk to the farmer. They want to talk to you about whether or not they're using organic practices. They're proud of growing produce that's chemical-free or heirloom or non-GMO or whatever the case may be. Every vendor is proud of what's going on their table, and they would love to talk to you about it and help you understand what you're putting in your body.
We are talking to Dusty Krickow of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. She also runs the Fond du Lac Farmers Market. We're taking your calls here, 800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Do you like to go to farmers markets? What is it that you like about it? Do you buy your vegetables and produce there? Do you just go for the atmosphere? And are you a vendor at a farmers market? We would like to hear from you. What do you bring? How do you choose which markets you're going to go to? And I'm going to ask you that, Dusty. There are so many farmers markets around. Do you always get the same vendors, or do people kind of travel around the state?
People try to stay regionally with the farmers markets close by to them. Occasionally, we'll have folks that are driving a little farther than what you might assume to be a pleasant morning drive at 4 a.m. who are coming in a little bit farther. But in general, they try to stay local, and that's one of the pieces that the USDA talks about as well, is that the farmers markets help to reduce that carbon footprint, again, that the caller was talking about. So most of the time, you'll see standard same vendors at a market week by week by week, with an occasional vendor coming in and out throughout the season, for depending on what they're hoping to sell. So a lot of craft vendors will float around from markets to market, if they're allowed in a farmer's market. Some markets don't allow craft and art. They're just farmers. But the farmers tend to stay in specific markets. Usually, I would say most of our farmers have three to five maximum markets that they attend, the major hurdle being staffing. A lot of our farmers are definitely hurting in the staffing of their fields and being able to get crops out of the fields and being able to staff numerous markets to get that food sold in various areas of the state.
So talk to me about this. Why is there a staffing problem?
Oh, the why is always the question. But unfortunately, it's one of those things that we can talk about all sorts of different things that may be adding into that. I mean, when you have an unemployment rate as low as there is in the U.S. right now, that means there's just not a whole lot of skilled labor to go around that is able to come on to work, whether that's in a farmer's field or in a small business or in a big business. It's a struggle all over the place, not just in the farmers' fields. We've got a lot of open spaces for hiring, and it's unfortunately there aren't always $40,000 a year jobs that people can offer with benefits. So it's hard to pull in those part timers who are able to come in and work for $10 to $15 an hour occasionally to help get the produce in.
Interesting. So the markets themselves, I tend to see that the produce I might buy at a farmer's market is maybe a little more expensive than what I would buy in a grocery store. But I want to go to the farmer's market. I am motivated to go directly to the farmer. Do people find that when they go to farmer's markets, that they know they're going to be maybe spending a little more?
I would say that it may feel that way, I guess, but I honestly don't necessarily see that coming out in most cases. A lot of times I can get the same produce costs at the farmer's market as I could if I was going to the grocery store and buying the food from the grocery store. If you are paying a little more, I think you'll be able to tell that in the flavor. So if you go to your grocery store and buy a tomato that has all the grocery store produce is labeled now with where it comes from. So if you go and buy a tomato in the middle of February, which is not when tomatoes grow in Wisconsin, and then compare that the flavor of that tomato to the flavor of the tomato that you buy at the farmer's market, you will notice that the tomato you bought at the farmer's market actually tastes like a tomato. It's shocking, the difference. If you compare a farmer's market fresh-grown cantaloupe to a cantaloupe that you purchase that's been shipped in, most of the time the cantaloupe that you had shipped in was picked a couple weeks before it was ripe and allowed to ripen on a truck and a plane and wherever it was. So it did not ripen to its fullest potential. And the flavor difference is shocking. It's one of those things that you don't really think about until you've taste tested the difference between a market fresh cantaloupe and a blown in off the train cantaloupe. They're crazy different.
That is one of the reasons why I like farmers markets, though, because the produce that I get is so much better than the produce that I would get in a grocery store.
Yeah, and now's the perfect time to go grab that cantaloupe. It's in season.
Okay, fine. So yeah, so leads me to my next question. We're heading into mid August. What are we going to? Corn is going to come out soon. What else are we going to see?
Corn is already out there. There's been all sorts of fun advances in corn in ways that people can get things onto the farmer's market table sooner than you might think. So vegetables-wise right now, if they have it, is the question, if people are growing it. So artichokes, bok choy, beets, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, celery, corn, cucumbers, eggplant. I mean, the list is long. And it's all the colorful stuff right now. Lots of summer squashes and zucchinis and string beans and in purples, greens, and yellows. All of our herbs are coming in. So arugula, basil, chard, the fennel that I mentioned earlier, microgreens, mustard greens, tarragon and thyme. And then in the fruit category, you can get apple season is coming now. Apples just got to our market this week, actually. Apricots, blueberries, cherries, currants. A lot of people are starting to grow currants in Wisconsin. It's becoming more common to find those. Elderberries, mulberries, plums, raspberries, all the melons that we talked about. So many things are in season. This is prime market time. Back to school means back to the market for harvest season. So I know a lot of people tend to think, well, summer's over, my kids are back in school, the farmer's market must be coming to a close. That is the absolute opposite of what is happening right now for most of your farmers.
So take
advantage and go to your midweek market and without them.
So you just listed a lot of things that I'm thinking, how do I use those? How do I bake that into a pie? How do I make that into like? Do farmers markets sell recipes? Are you trying to help people utilize what you have to sell?
Well, you are a great pitch for the economy of a farmers market in the sense that we probably should sell them, but what we most likely give them away. The recipes that you'll find at most farmers markets are being handed out. UW Extension does a lot of work with us to give recipes out in most of the markets. At the Fond du Lac market, we have a program called Veggie Bites that's run through our YMCA and our UW Extension, and they print off recipes and storage tips and guidance. And that same information is also on the Wisconsin Farmers Market webpage. So if you go to wifarmersmarkets.org, you'll find the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association page. And in there is a food facts section that lists most of the vegetables. There are always new things coming on that we don't have on the site that we keep trying to add. But information about nutrition of the items that are growing at the market, and then recipes depending on which item you're clicking on. Some of them have recipes, some of them don't. But
we are talking
about lots of recipes.
We are talking to Dusty Krikow, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. We're taking your calls, 800-642-1234. I need to make a correction on a caller earlier. She said that you could bring animals to the Dane County Farmers Market. We have found out that there are no animals except service animals allowed in the square during the Saturday market. It's a safety issue, we are told. Don't bring your dogs this Saturday to the farmer's market unless you need that dog as a service animal. Liz from Viroqua, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Don't forget about farmer's market pasture-fed meats.
Yes.
Here in Viroqua, we have bison, we have lamb, we have pork, all locally grown, locally pastured. And the other thing is, people can actually buy things by the case and freeze them for use all winter.
That is a really great idea, Liz. I bought some really great brats at a farmer's market. I moved to Wisconsin. It was like, well, I need to have real Wisconsin brats. And I did buy extra and freeze them. So thank you for that. That's a really good idea. And you could freeze them. You can also use things for canning. There's lots of things that you could do with farmers markets. So what are you looking forward to? What's good this season? You talked about the cantaloupes, Dusty. What else should be on our horizon here?
On the horizon? I think the caller bringing up the meats is a great point. A lot of the meat vendors will be coming into the harvest time for them as well. If you talk to your meat vendor, a lot of them will take orders for turkeys as Thanksgiving is coming up, so you can pre-order a bird, and they will take your payments at the farmer's market and get you signed up for whichever turkey on their farm you pick, and that will be the bird that's on your table at Thanksgiving. And then the salsa season is here. It's tomatoes and onions and peppers season right now, and the caller mentioning the bulk purchasing is a fabulous thing to know about. It happens. For a lot of farmers, they'll say, I'll bring in bushel baskets for you. You just have to let me know you want them. So you can find a lot of the vendors that are at farmers markets are on social media. You can message them to the various social media channels that you may be using and request that they bring along 3 bushel baskets of tomatoes so that you can make lots and lots of spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The processing of all of your veggies can happen pretty easily because they'll happily supply you with what you need. If you're a person who likes to make collard greens, I don't know if you've ever tried to buy collard greens in large enough quantities to serve up a meal, but you need a lot of them, and farmers don't typically bring that many to market with them. So calling ahead for things like that is also a good plan.
It is also apple season, as you mentioned, and I make applesauce. I can applesauce every year. So I've made a practice of going to my local farmer's market and saying, I need these apples. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
And then they bring bushels of apples to me. And then I spend a few weeks canning applesauce. We are talking about farmers markets in Wisconsin and beyond, and we are taking your calls. The number is 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org or tweet WPR Mornings. What is it that you like about farmers markets? How do they serve your community? Perhaps you have a business that is near a farmers market. Do you make sure that your business is open on those days? 800-642-1234. We're going to be back with Dusty Krikow in a moment. It's the Morning Show. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Most of us love farmers market and make getting fresh produce and meats a part of our weekly routine. But are locally grown and independently sold crops safer than fruits and veggies sold in grocery stores? Do farmers markets, as we have talked about, always mean organic certified, or are they just trying to be organic? We're talking to Dusty Krikow, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association, and she is based in Fond du Lac. Are farmers markets part of your routine? Please let us know why you go to farmers markets. Are there certain items that you wait for every year, and like I do with apples, and you rush out to get them? 800-642-1234 is the number. Ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. I want to go back to that apple thing. We actually had somebody who called in and asked if I peel the apples before I make applesauce. I do. If you have an applesauce recipe that uses peels, I would love to have that. That sounds kind of interesting. But yes, we sit there and peel about a bushel and a half of apples every single year and make applesauce. So that is the answer to that. So Dusty, you talked about UW Madison and UW Extension earlier. They've recently released these results from this survey that they conducted. Talk to me about some of the things you've learned from this.
Well, some of the things we've learned is that our numbers are pretty accurate on our Wisconsin Farmers Market page. We have about 300 markets, estimate low and high depending on the year. Some of the markets close and open each year, but about 300 markets throughout the state. And then the biggest response for this survey was designed to get information from market managers, people who run markets, and what do they need in order to make their market run better. The biggest thing is always more money. Everybody always needs more money to make things run better. A lot of our market managers throughout the state are either part-time and with a very small paycheck or not paid at all. And that means that they only have so many hours in the day that they can offer to their efforts. So they're looking for peer-to-peer outreach with other market managers and resources from local businesses and volunteers. So the market doesn't run itself. The barricades don't get put up in place by themselves. So more feet on the ground and a lot more word-of-mouth marketing is something that they're specifically asking for. So if you shop at the farmer's market, take a moment this week and bring a friend. Invite a friend. Tell a friend about why you go to the market. Marketing is an incredibly expensive part of running a farmer's market, and it's the piece that most often has to fall by the wayside because it's just simply so expensive to get the word out. You want your funding to go to things that make your market better, and that's where the vendors want their vending fees to go. So finding people who are willing to help market for you is a huge boon. So if you are a T-shirt producer in your community and want to make farmers market T-shirts for sale to help benefit the farmers market, go for it. That's a great partnership and a great way to meet the need of peer-to-peer marketing and helping fund the market at the same time. So definitely something that they're looking for, funding and partnerships.
Okay, that's actually a really good idea. I have a question, though, here. We tend to think of farmers markets as sort of a upper middle class, white people thing. Are there lots of farmers markets in minority neighborhoods also?
Yes. Definitely. It's one of those perceptions that especially in Fond du Lac, that we've been trying really hard to overcome, is that the market is upper class, middle upper class white neighborhood kind of event. So a lot of markets are, 43% of the markets with the state accept SNAP benefits, which is an effort to create an open door to lower income communities members who want to come and shop at the market and use their food share benefits. A lot of markets also have bilingual staff on site if there's a language barrier within the community where they're operating. There's markets that are run by groups of people of color throughout different various communities throughout the state. The Hmong population in the state of Wisconsin is relatively high, and you'll see a lot of East Asian outreach because that Hmong population is so well-versed in farming. That's where they came from. That's their upbringing. So we see a lot of Hmong vendors at our markets. Not a lot of Hmong customers because most of them are growing their own veggies. But
I want to interrupt you for a second here. You talked about SNAP benefits. There is a possibility that SNAP benefits might go away, that farmers markets might not be able to accept them with this farm bill. What would that do to the market?
That's news to me. We've heard there's a farm bill adjustment that happened that affected one SNAP processing company. So the SNAP benefit usage is not going away per se, as much as it's impacting who we have to run our credit cards through, basically. So there are, in Wisconsin, that affected 18 markets. There's some adjustments being made. The state of New York actually offered to cover the costs of the processing that is being run through that company that would allow those whoever's using that processing company to finish out this calendar year before switching to a new processing company, so those food share benefits can still be used throughout the rest of the season. The USDA would, I don't think they would ever in a million years take away the option for SNAP benefits to be used at the market. It is a great way for them to encourage healthy eating and preventative medicine in the form of healthy eating. So the SNAP benefits that you see at the market, I don't think are going anywhere in anytime soon. They're pretty safe to stay.
That's good to know. We've been talking to Dusty Krikow, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Market Association. She also runs the downtown Fond du Lac Farmers Market, which operates on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Dusty, we have one more comment that I wanted to share with you. Walk-a-Slosh tweeted that his favorite food to pick up at the farmers market is found at the Dane County Markets, and it's Stella's Cheesy Bread. I will echo that. Dusty, well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a food memory.
Araceli Esparza's grandmother picked vegetables for canning factories in Wisconsin. Among the vegetables she picked were beets, which stained her hands with both their color and smell. Araceli tells us how the smell of beets unleashed memories of her grandmother's hands.
Honoring las manos de abuelita y el movimiento de César Chávez y los trabajadores. Betabel. Betabel rojo, sabor de tierra húmeda, la cual nunca he probado antes de hoy.
Honoring the hands of my grandmother and the movement of César Chávez and the workers. Red beet, the taste of a wet earth, the one I've never tasted until today. The curious thing is that I already knew your taste through the hands of my grandmother who long ago picked you. She pulled you from our mother earth. She picked you in the camps of Nebraska and the fields of Wisconsin, and your color stained her hands. Your smell permeated her skin, and I remembered her in the taste and smell of the beet. I know because today I smelled you beet, and with the taste in my mouth of the humid and wet mornings, once again I was there, hugged by her, mi abuelita. I wrote this because I wanted to honor the work that my grandmother has done. You know, growing up, she told me about the unions, about caring for my neighbors, about caring for those who didn't have, and to cherish what we did have. I know she was also part of the César Chávez movement of, like, very much against the pesticides that were used. And I guess I wrote this poem after eating beets that were given in a class that I was substituting for. The beets were from a community garden program that gives their harvest to schools with a high percentage of children on free reduced lunch programs. None of them had tasted beets, the children, that day. And I thought I hadn't either. And the moment the bag was opened and we passed out the snacks, the entire room filled with her, mi abuelita's smell. Just that earthy morning, that fresh, like it rained last night, and you can just feel things growing, right? I held back the tears while eating one, and I watched the kids inspect them, eat them, admire their color, and I knew then that it wasn't my first time eating one. I just never knew I had. Te jaló de la tierra madre, te piscó en los campos de Nebraska, en los fields de Wisconsin. My grandmother is 92 years old, and I'm sure her longevity has a lot to do with beets.
Tu color manchó sus manos, tu olor se impregnó en su piel. Recordé a abuelita con el sabor y olor del betabel. Lo sé porque hoy te olí, Betabel, y con el sabor en mi boca de la tierra de las mañanas húmedas, y otra vez estuve allí abrazada de mi abuelita, ella.
Araceli Esparza is a poet, writer, and teacher in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life every Friday on the morning show. We're going to be back in the moment. I'm Carrie Kaufman. This is the morning show on the Ideas Network.